don't know me. Meth and dicks. It's always meth and
dicks. It's always meth and dicks. Dude, that's so fucked up.
That should be the title of this episode, Meth and Dicks. What's going on, you masculine menopausal pussies? Welcome to A Ride and a Roast with two Richards and a tiny cup.
All right.
We got a great one for you today, sent in by submission. By a good fan. One. Oh, it's going to be a great one. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Pop on joining Gryffindor House.
Hey, I like these shirts, man.
He gets to hang out in the common room and talk to the fireplace. In the only culture where it is not weird to talk to yourself.
Yep. Well, I still talk to myself. I only get worried when I answer.
Sleeping with 8 men in a year after my messy divorce at 47.
Whoa! 47?
8 men in a year. Your divorce isn't the only thing that was messy.
Almost 50 and still bagging dudes?
Laura Williams was living her dream life. 3 children, a devoted husband, a Manhattan apartment, and a country house. When her husband dropped the bomb that he was having an affair. The confession came out of left field. The pair had known each other since college and had been married for 22 years.
Whoa.
Ouch.
I'm just going to say it's kind of a dick move. But
absolutely.
But we're probably never going to get the other side of the story of why that happened.
Especially in the Western world where men are, I mean, you walk into divorce court, the crosshairs are already on your nutsack. They're just looking for an excuse to pull the trigger.
That's absolutely correct. Well, one, that divorce is going to be expensive. More than likely, it's going to be worth it.
But, as we all know, there is a double standard for this type of behavior when going into divorce and family courts.
No.
When you're a man, this type of character is used against you. When you're a woman, it's used as an example of why you were so unhappy.
Or it's not brought up at all. Like in mine, I tried to bring in all that evidence. They're like,
well, this is a no fault
standard. Like, if you don't have like actual like video of it, we're not going to take it at all. And here's the thing is like, this dude's going to get crucified in court because they're going to say, well, he took vows to take care of her forever.
And he bombed his family for a piece of poon.
It's funny how like they enforce that shit for men, but not for women.
Of course.
Because women take the same fucking vows.
The no fault and no fault divorce really only applies to one side of the equation. Let's be completely honest.
Our sex life wasn't great anymore. There wasn't really any passion between us. But I had expected that.
Says Williams, who adds that she had anticipated growing old beside her ex.
The first 2 years, it's, you know, great. And then it slowly just goes down into the slow burn.
That wedding cake inoculation against the oral fixations.
Correct.
You know, comes into play, right?
Well, I mean, once you have kids, you got a household to manage, and then people got, it just gets crazy.
And I've been saying this forever, you know, like the first year of marriage, after you have a child, that first year, people should be forbidden from seeking divorce because is like the hardest year of your marriage is that year after your first kid is born. Yeah. You're sleep deprived, you're food deprived, you're sex starved, and everybody's irritable as shit. And so many people just take the easy way out because they're stupid enough to think that a permanent solution to a temporary problem is always the answer.
That's correct.
Not that I know people like that in the industry I work in or anything.
Ironically.
It's not like I catch up with these people.
Later on down the road, and they're living in a refrigerator box.
We should do a whole stream on divorce tracking.
Absolutely correct.
Dudes out there who have been divorced, who watch the show, who keep tabs on your exes so that you can watch the slow motion train wreck. Let us know how that's going for you. We'll open it up to the chat for it.
Absolutely correct. Probably over 75% of these women who get divorced don't get a better option. Or probably a large percentage that are not in that category, they get like more of the same. So they get divorced, they marry another guy, and they still have the same fucking problems because they didn't fix the fucking train wreck in their head.
The biggest lesson that people in general, this is men and women, the biggest lesson that men and women do not learn when they get out of a bad relationship and things go sour is that they picked that person. And at the end of the day, if you don't address what caused you to pick a person who would do such and such to you, you know, in this case, you know, the dude had an affair, then you're never going to fix that problem. Yeah, and you're just going to enter into a never-ending cycle of bullshit that's going to go on until the day you finally kick your air addiction.
And we call that re-pickers.
And that's where you get, all men are the same.
I love that.
Sure.
Cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it, because I don't care.
All men are not the same. All women are not the same. You pick people that are all the same because you have unresolved issues.
Yeah,
resolve them, and then maybe you can pick a good one.
Brain housing disconnect.
She promptly ordered him out of the house, began divorce proceedings, and 5 months later was dating again, making up for lost time.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
I'm sure you were,
Eight
baby.
Dudes in a year, that's more than lost time. That's lost STIs.
That's right.
You're going to pick up a few of those like Pokemon.
She's going to be 60 and have HPV.
These women only wish that picking up STIs was like Pokemon. Could you imagine if you could train your warts to fight each other?
Oh, wow!
That'd be the best Pokemon stadium ever.
Amy Horton's warts versus Paris Hilton's herpes. Fight!
Round one. What are they, scissoring? No, that's a battle. They don't look like they're enjoying it. Exactly.
Oh, my lordy lord.
Here, have some popcorn. Is there a hole cut in the bottom of it? No, it's... that's for movie theaters only. Oh, you got to wait till the butter cools off before you do that, though, yeah. Gentlemen. Not that I would know
anything. Get yourself a contact burn. You don't want that.
How the fuck did we get over?
I have no idea how we went here. This is crazy. But it is funny, though. It is fun. It's comedy. Some of the best shit we ever came up with.
No, I'll take the blame for it.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool.
But to be honest, though, I don't blame her here. If the situation was reversed and, you know, she was the one having an affair, which there very well could have been affairs going on here the whole time that she's not going to tell anybody about.
Yeah, because she's mining for sympathy.
Yeah, and he found out and kicked her out of the house, I'd be 1,000% behind that as well. You take the vows, you break the vows, you get the fuck out.
Decisions and actions have consequences.
I was 47 years old and I expected to be with the same man for the rest of my life, recalls Williams, now 51 and living in downtown Manhattan.
I'm sure that's going to work out. What does she do for a living if she can afford to live in downtown Manhattan?
No idea. But it does explain a few things, like how a 47-year-old worn-out fish market can manage to land 8 dudes in a year. You are in one of the apex predator central hubs of Soy Central. New York, L.A., San Francisco, yeah. Chicago.
There's guys out there that specifically target older women because they're easy. And then they can easily forget them.
They're can bail situations.
Yeah, they bang and immediately leave.
As she began picking up the pieces of her shattered life, she saw an opportunity. Because she had never really dated in her 20s, she wanted to make up for lost time. Oh, boy.
They always do that. Can't tell you how many times when I was out doing the dating thing, I heard women say that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was almost always the verbal equivalent of a emergency parachute pull ring, making up for lost time. Okay, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm out of here. You pay the bill, I'm leaving.
No matter how old this woman got, unless she was a screeching harpy behind closed doors, which would explain the affair.
Yep.
The dude who married her is gonna remember what she looked like at 25 when he tied the knot against her. And he's going to see her in that light forever.
Yep.
Any dude now is only going to see her as 51.
Yeah, it's called retread vision. And the women get frustrated because the men they meet in their, you know, after they divorce, don't look at them like they were 18 or 20 anymore.
Yep.
And that, I'm sorry, that's just the way it works.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why the living out the 20s in your late 40s just doesn't work.
Oh,
Taco Express.
That's a new taco.
Or tacos for Pop.
Yeah, I love tacos. I love Mexican food.
He likes the meat and cheese slathered on the King Dong that goes into his mouth.
Could you stop? Like, even in the supporter stream, it's always fucking shit like that. You guys are brutal in there. I like it, but still, goddamn.
Hey, if you can't stay in the heat, wear an asbestos coat. Oh. She downloaded Tinder, accepted blind dates, and uncovered a part of her personality she had hidden for decades.
Yeah, that's called schizophrenia.
Actually, I think it's called slutsophrenia.
Slutsophrenia, yeah, okay.
You keep that inner peace sleeve hidden for so long, and then you even hide it from your husband, which would also explain the affair. And then randomly at 47, you decide to, start taking the injections for slutsophrenia. Next thing you know...
You're a sluat. Now, listen, if her husband actually just out of the blue just got tired of her, you know, I feel bad for, you know, what happened.
Oh, so do I. But we're never going to get both sides of the story.
Yeah, we're not going to get both sides of the story. And, you know, I would say 8 out of 10 times when a dude gets divorced that late, there's a reason. It's not the fact that he wants a younger piece of trim.
A good chunk of his life wasted away on somebody who takes him for granted more often than not.
Yeah, for instance, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I would have loved to have somebody with me for my entire life and look forward to that hanging out when we're retired and do all the cool shit.
Yeah.
I don't get that now. So.
Yeah. And the thing is, she obviously took it for granted because she said, I assumed
correct
that I was going to live out the rest of my life with the same man. And if you make that presumption, then you obviously have fallen into the trap that you think love can be unconditional. It can always be squandered, wasted, destroyed, or betrayed.
Yeah, and listen, like, you love your dog, but the minute it goes nuts on you and bites the shit out of you, you know, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to get the hot shot, bro. Sorry.
Old Yeller?
I'm telling you.
Let's go up behind the shed, but I digress.
You now have the freedom to do whatever you want,
Williams told the Post about her revelation.
If you want to sleep with two men on the same day, you can. If you want to have a tryst in the middle of the day, you're free. The only person who can judge you is yourself. And if you're fine with it, screw everyone else.
That sounds very feminist of you.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, that's not how things work when you are still looking to date men.
She is the tip of the iceberg for all of these problems coming down the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
She is literally blowing the horn for the charge for the bursting of the spinster bubble. That is what's going to happen here.
I wonder what that bubble's made of.
Oh, dude, it's going to be bad.
You pop that bubble indoors and then you bring a black light in there, I guarantee you can see that room from space.
Well, the reason I say that is these women, they are basically puffed up in their heads to think they're all that in a bag of chips.
Yep.
And then this continues on and on, and they're like, I have standards. I'm not going to settle.
Yeah.
40 invisibility comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
desperation kicks in.
40 to 80 is a long fucking time, and they don't seem to understand that.
They have an inverse appreciation, an inverse understanding of sexual market value. We as men understand that we acquire value as we age because we have to earn ours.
Yeah.
Women are born with theirs, which means that whether they squander it or not, it's going to be spent by a certain point.
Just like every other thing that's given out for free.
It's not worth anything.
You don't appreciate it.
Until it's gone.
Until it's gone.
Especially when you give it away.
Give it away.
Like
give it away,
coupons give it away. At a swap meet. It's...
Yeah,
pointless.
Yeah. And it just cracks me up when these women are like, I want a traditional man in their 30s after they've been divorced and ran through.
And they got, you know, 3 kids from 2 baby daddies.
Like, oh, okay.
I want a traditional man. Are you going to be a traditional woman? Hell no, I don't want to do traditional gender roles. Then you don't get a traditional man.
Yeah.
You going to cook and clean and be submissive and take care of shit around the house? No, then you don't get a traditional
Later.
Man. You want to shit all over tradition as long as it... gives you that instant gratification you're looking for, but then as soon as it's time to have that tradition and you're no longer worthy of it, then it's a double standard. Piss off.
I just laugh my balls off and it's such a double standard. It's not fair.
You didn't understand the basic reality that women are the gatekeepers to sex, but men are the gatekeepers of commitment. And because you refused to accept that, cats and boxed wine.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square!
But good luck with that mindset, honey. I'm sure that, you know, at 51, you're still pulling down 8 new dudes a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wrong.
I'm sure a lot of them are in their 20s. And they're like, I'm going to bang that old chick. Yeah, she probably knows a few moves. And then he's going to take that experience and take it down to a younger woman and, you know, use it on her. So they're basically CPR dummies for sex.
And for a year, that's what she did, hopping in bed with 8 men, which she chronicles in her memoir, Available. Newly out in paperback release. Of course, this is a publicity stunt. So now... Yeah. Now that we know you have a book that you're selling, can we believe anything?
I would have to say no.
You ever heard of an unreliable narrator? I am Jack's raging bile duct. I am Jack's prostate. I get cancer. I kill Jack. Some of her trysts were afternoons of toe-curling lust on high thread count hotel sheets. There was a midnight booty call where she headed to a man's apartment wearing only a silk robe under an oversized puffer jacket. An older man obsessed with oral shenanigans. The well-endowed paramour who invited her for a Wednesday afternoon lunch followed by a quickie. But... she also had a few misses.
Probably a lot of misses.
I mean, if these are all true stories, congratulations for extending your pump and dump years into your AARP discount card.
Dude, that is fucking awesome. Wow. But it's totally true.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to be drawing Social Security workman's comp against your blown out fish market downstairs.
Jesus, yeah.
She recalls one date where a man invited her to come to Brooklyn for a midday cafe meetup. He met her at the subway and invited her back to his place for a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
Extra cream, of course.
Of course.
Dripping right out of your... never mind.
That's disgusting!
After a round of Folgers...
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was good to the very last drop.
So apparently she got a couple surprise position shifts in there.
Yeah. Wonder if she likes her coffee like she likes her men. The pair fell into bed together. After round one, the man quickly requested round two, which she accepted. While the sex was sober and consensual, Williams realized that she had sex with him because she had been fitting into the nice PTA mom version of herself. The woman who would always say yes, even if she wasn't entirely into the idea. Well, that's the best kind. But that's how you wind up with a false allegation on your criminal record.
That's how you catch a charge.
So.
Well, I didn't really mean yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so no always means no, except for when it doesn't, and we should know the difference. And yes doesn't always mean yes, even if it's emphatic and...
it could still be no down the road if her feelings change.
Yeah.
The question was, do I feel like sleeping with you now?
Recalls Williams.
And it's a literal yes or no. I don't really care about anything else. You don't even have to be a good person. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
That's how you wind up with a peace leave worm.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that is, okay, well, decisions and actions have consequences.
You know, at this point, why don't you just go sign up for your 401k as a glory hole attendant?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, if it's really just all about your instant gratification, you can get your kicks without any of the extra rigmarole.
Oh, she could Xerox a picture of her box as proof of income. What? I totally mean that. I'm not trying to be funny.
Send that to the IRS. You do realize that the internal and Internal Revenue Service doesn't mean you have to stick the camera that far in, right?
Hey, don't mind us. We're just trying to figure some shit out here.
When I told you that I was an agent for the Internal Revenue Service, I didn't mean that I liked cream pies. Although, yeah, you do like oatmeal cream pies.
That's disgusting.
Bitch in a box, Evil Debbie. Or
my first
Debbie,
girlfriend?
Yeah, your first girlfriend. Little Debbie?
Yep, that was her.
Yeah, she's Little Debbie when you're young. When you get old, and you might as well just lick it and stick it to your ass, she becomes Evil Debbie.
She's a bitch. You know you want this. No.
Oh, I don't. I really do, but I don't.
This whole box is only 99 cents. Fuck! I gotta eat it now.
At the rate this chick's going, her whole box is gonna be 99 cents. Williams also found time in bed with men to be a great crash course in understanding for what makes guys tick. Pillow talk for Williams would be a rapid-fire slew of questions.
What do you like about this? How do you feel about that? Because I missed out on knowing that, and I wanted to understand adult men.
how did you miss out on knowing that sleeping with the same dude for 22 years?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you understand? Wouldn't you intrinsically know the combination to his safe?
Yeah.
You could probably perform years. That little, you know, horizontal mambo dance in your sleep.
That's the thing that makes gray divorce so dangerous.
Yeah.
Is women know everything by that time. Mm-hmm. They know where your money is. They know where all your fucking sensitive items are.
Yeah.
They know everything. And they literally crucify these guys in the gray divorce. And I'm pretty sure she's probably getting Alice isn't horny any more money.
Probably. Probably use that to buy the computer that she used to write this piece of fiction on.
Correct. To sell her book.
Well, because what inevitably is going to happen, this book is going to be used to rope other women into making the same decision that's going to lead her down a barrel of poverty and loneliness.
And I call that the popping of the spinster bubble.
Women keep women single, dudes. Don't forget that. And if you don't think so, just see what happens. Like, if you're married and you're in your mid-30s or something like that, and one of your wife's friends gets divorced, all of a sudden she's going to want to go out for girls' nights again.
And guess who's next?
Don't make the mistake of agreeing to that. Trust me.
Because you'll be next.
But I have to ask, aside from a few kinks here and there, wouldn't you say most dudes basically have the same successful lock combination to unleash the Kraken, so to speak?
I would say so.
So what more are you really going to learn by bedding down 8 different dudes in a year that you didn't already know?
I'm telling you this right now. If she was in her mid-30s, that number would be way higher.
Oh, yeah. It'd be way higher.
It'd be double digits, easy.
I mean, 8 in a year at 47 is impressive, don't get me wrong. But if she were, you know, 37 instead of 47, you probably could have doubled that number.
No, I would say she could probably multiply it by 4.
That's how you wind up with the dingly danglies down below.
Yeah, or you wind up with, fuck trophy that sticks with you for 18 to 21 years.
Or the fuck trophies that stick with you until the grave.
Yes, oh, that's even worse.
Yep. She also felt dating at midlife was, for her, a superpower. See, this is where that fiction part of the novel is going to start coming in.
I didn't buy into the theory that because I was older, I was less desirable.
And that's not a theory.
That's fact.
That's a fact.
That's fact.
Very few women age like Jennifer Lopez. And even then, Jennifer Lopez now is nowhere near Jennifer Lopez 20 years ago.
I'm pretty sure that woman has a $500,000 bump and grind shop in her house that she uses every time she steps out into public.
When you cake on war paint so thick you can dig a World War I trench through it with your finger.
That's a problem.
It's an optical illusion. But you deserve a real man.
How dare you?
Men were very attracted to the fact that I was a strong woman who didn't want anything from them and was calling the shots.
No, they don't.
No.
No, they were just wanted you to show them the beaver and then they could leave.
They also understand that a person who has to say they're a strong woman is mentally weak and easily manipulated.
Yes.
Because if you have to say it, you're not it.
There's some stuff in life you can fake it till you make it, but that's not one of them.
No, actual mental fortitude and resilience, you can't fake.
No, it takes a long time to develop and a lot of pain and loss and misery, but it can be done.
But it just goes to show you that even at 47, when she should be more than old enough to know better, she still has not learned that male attention does not equal female value. Anyone will sleep with you if you agree to it. Whether or not they're willing to stick around and listen to your dumbass spew your bullshit afterwards, that's another thing entirely. That is where value lies.
Absolutely correct.
If he's still there in the morning and he's making you breakfast and he's actually interested in what you have to say and he's laughing at your jokes because they're legit funny, you've got cool points, you've got real value, and you're worth sticking around. This chick,
not so much.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. But being a middle-aged mom also meant balancing orgasms with babysitter's schedules.
If I was having a good date and a man would kiss me goodbye, I would tell them, okay, I have 2 hours. Let's go back to your place.
Well, that's one way to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
You initiate, you tell the dude he's got 2 hours, and then he's going to be rid of you?
All day long.
All day long.
All day long. I don't have to pest you to leave? Okay.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, but still, you know, don't violate the 90-day rule.
Yes, yes. Never, ever invite these women over to your house unless you've been seeing them for 90 days.
At a minimum. 90-day rule, bro. If you do that anytime before 90 days, you're an idiot and you deserve what you get.
Women are not allowed in the lair unless they're cleaning it or servicing it.
I really don't allow women in the lair, period.
So there you go.
Oh, it's so dirty.
Wow. I just love how she thinks that this is empowering. That, like, that's one of the quotes on the title of her book. Empowering, says Cosmopolitan. Yes, Cosmopolitan that tells you, you don't need a man, but the entire cover is plastered with 38 ways to please one and keep him. Makes all the sense in the world.
They're still using those same catchphrases that those, we have, what, older feminists now are like 60 who are speaking out against it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And these are the same fucking words. Empowerment.
Empowerment.
You know, I don't know.
Strong, independent.
Strong, independent. And it doesn't take them anywhere good.
Nope. You're done.
Listen, there's a reason why men and women get together and it's have kids and they support one each other.
Exactly.
Fine. These women say they can do it all. Have at it. Yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Have at it. You can have all your equality and eat it too.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, when you realize that it was all a lie, you can't come growling back to us with a Clinton body count and expect to get paid full retail.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Listen, when you get to that age and you're doing the shit this woman is doing, you are literally looked at as a pariah. That people aren't going to tell you that because they want to be friendly and shit. That's what they're thinking.
Here's another thought, if you will. How many dudes out there were in college or something like that, and a chick that they had been seeing for a while started hanging out with a new crowd? Maybe she started taking some gender studies or women's studies courses, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're the bad guy, even though you would, you know, walk on glass for this woman. She dumps you. Mm-hmm. She goes out and she racks up a 3-figure body count. And then probably 7 years later, she starts coming around again because she realizes that you've invested in yourself. You actually are a high-value man. She didn't really know what she was doing. I think it's time that we get back together.
Absolutely correct. You know how many times I've had that happen to me personally 4 times so far?
Yep. Dudes, if this has happened to you, put your stories in the comments. Maybe we'll do a whole stream on it.
The slingback?
Yo, the slingbacks are real.
It is. It is insane.
She says some men were surprised by her forthrightness, but many appreciated her no BS approach to love and lust. Now, what they appreciated was being able to hit it, quit it, park stop it, neutral slam it, run it through all the gears, take it to the crash up derby, have it get spit roasted from both sides, and then leave it flipped over dripping fluid with no attachments, no strings, with a 2-hour time limit.
Nothing more than a squeegee at the end to clean up.
Yep. You're a DNA sponge. Get used to it.
Sorry, I mean, it is, you're a chimera. The chimera effect.
Ugh, yeah, her head is swimming with DNA, and it's not hers. Today, Williams has found herself in a relationship, but she is reluctant to label it as such.
I give it another 60 days, and she will not be in a relationship.
In fact, if her book sells at all, it's going to hyperinflate her ego, and then she's going to think she can do better.
Or the dude's going to read the book and go, oh.
Oh, so what was I, research? Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, he doesn't know about the 8 men in a year, I bet. He does now.
He does now.
I've gotten attached to someone, but I still hold out the openness to say if I wanted to have a one-night stand with someone, I could still do that.
Oh, my God. This is just such a train wreck. I can't believe.
Yeah. When her husband did it, it was an affair. Initiate divorce immediately. Keep the kids. Fuck him. He's an a-hole.
Yeah. Alimony. Take the house. I want my car. Half your shit.
But 8 Polish sausages and some sauerkraut left on her face later at this October, at this Cocktoberfest.
Strong independent.
Now it's strong and independent to have a one-night stand while you're committed to somebody else.
I don't think so.
She also wants other women to realize just how much pleasure is out there and how shagananigans can be a powerful tool for moving past heartbreak.
Bullshit!
If you are in a long-term relationship, climbing under new people does not help you get over it. It just distracts you from the real problem, which is what you see every day while you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah. Well, I can agree with that now that I'm older, but when I was younger...
Oh, everybody did it when
they were younger. I did not even think about that at all.
Let's just be honest, dudes. There are some mistakes and some lessons that you learned that you could have learned them in a much easier fashion and without involving so many other people who could have potentially left you with, you know, some scotchy chingos or...
Or just the bad karma of the whole thing.
The bad karma, some permanent bug bites down there.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Keep coming back every 3 to 7 years no matter what you do.
Jail! The sex was important to me. It made me alive when I felt dead inside. I found strength that I didn't know I had. And I also found openness and sexual curiosity that I didn't ever in a million years imagine I was capable of.
And now you want other women to be just as miserable as you. What's amazing is that women like this are a dime a dozen. And yet they all think they're beautiful and unique snowflakes. You can get over here. And
you don't know my story.
Meth and dicks. It's always meth and dicks.
Meth and dicks.
And when you look at this woman... Meth and dicks.
Meth and dicks.
All day long. Or boxed wine and dicks.
Yeah. I've known, listen, two women that were fucking just crazy beautiful in their 20s.
And turned right here.
And they got hooked up on the meth.
Oh, God.
And they turned into slags. I mean, in no time flat.
It's like what Indiana Jones would actually look like after being dragged behind the truck. Mm-hmm. You know, he wouldn't climb back up onto the truck still looking like Harrison Ford. He would look like the deli counter at Boff's.
Well, they don't know what Boff's is.
It's a meat market. It's good times.
Yeah, it's good
times. It's exactly where this chick, I'm sure, likes to hang out. It's a meat market.
They get some good fucking food there.
Yeah, they do. They got really great food.
Goddamn motherfucker's a drug dealer. Food's so damn good.
But at the end of the day, this book, I'm sure, is going to sell. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of women down this primrose path to pussified madness. It's not going to go well.
No. Listen, my heart goes out to a lot of these women who got lied to by this whole, mind fucking game that's going on.
Yep.
It's been going on since the late 70s. And it's really in full swing now. And we're going to see millions upon millions of women just get wrecked. The stats are, by 2040, 50% of women will not be married and will not have kids, and they will be north of 40.
And that is what we call karma.
And I hope I live long enough to see it, just for a little while, so I can laugh all the way to the graveyard.